TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him I can spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you, and I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he actin' like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, reppin' my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, tryna say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even throwing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen, it's your man, Brooklyn Black, holding it down. On another episode of Pregame Radio. Shout out to the RPG who came through last night, straight up held it down. He had a good one-on-one interview and all that. We got Hollywood Rick coming through a little later on tonight, so you definitely don't want to miss that. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. Just on that Twitter at pregame_radio. You know, hit me directly at Brooklyn Black. We're definitely in the building tonight. You know how we do it. We ain't going to some throw baskets. You guys in the mood, but you guys ready to go out. You know what I'm saying? And you guys can see what type of mood I'm in, but we definitely gonna rock out tonight, alright? We'll be right back. It's Pregame Radio.
It's the motherfucking Eagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg!
You know what I'm having with the D.R.E. Burn this shit up. DPGC, my nigga, turn that shit up. CPT, LBC,
pussy, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Thug niggas, drug dealers, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for sure. Slipped my hoe a 44 when she got in the back door. Bitches looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this motherfucker just to swing in my hair. Bitch, quit talking, quit walk if you're down with the sick. Take a bullet with some dick and take this dope on this jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if your ass get cracked, bitch, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the ass, you'll be relieving your stress.
It's the motherfucking D.R.E.
Dr. Dre, motherfucker.
You know I'm mobbing with the D.O.G. Straight off the fucking streets of CBT. King up the beach, ride to him in your fleet.
Whoops,
the bill rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop, nigga, what? Dre and Snoop Chronic down in the lag. With Doc in the back, sipping on yak.
Yeah.
Clipping the strap, dipping through hoods.
What hood?
Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central out to the west side. This California love, this California bug. Got a nigga gang of pubs. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on, and my team strong. Get my drink on, and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke on.
Up,
Locust Stone for the 2000. Coming real, it's the next episode.
Hold up. Hey, for my niggas who be taking we saw. Smoke weed every day.
Just relax and let me be free. Whenever I call, come running. So I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. Westside, bad boy killers. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you. First off, fuck your bitch in the click you claim. Westside, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, Puffy trying to see me weak, hearts I rip. Vicky Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark ass bitches. We keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunning, keep on busting at the boots. You know the
time it is. I don't even know why I'm on this track. Y'all niggas ain't even on my level. I'ma let my little homies ride on you, bitch made ass bad boy.
Get out the way, yo. Get out the way, yo. Biggie Smalls just got dropped. Little move past the Mac and let me hit him in his back. Frank White need to get spanked right for setting traps. Little accident murderer, and I ain't never heard of ya. Noiseless cat attack when I'm serving ya. Spank and shank your whole style when I gank. Guard your rank, cause I'ma slam your ass in the paint. Puffy weaker than the fucking block I'm running through, nigga. And I'm smoking Junior Mafia in front of you, nigga. With the ready power, tucking my gas under my Eddie Bauer. Your clout petty sour, I'll push packages every hour. Hit him up.
Grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me, but your punks didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, we hit him up, people, how we do it, keep it real. It's penitentiary steel, this ain't no freestyle battle. All you niggas getting killed with your mouths open. Tryna come up over me, you in the clouds open. Smoking dope, it's like a Sherman. Niggas think they learn to fly, but they burn, motherfucker, you deserve to die. Talking about you getting money, but it's funny to me. All you niggas living for me, why you fucking with me? I'm a self-made millionaire. Out of prison, pistols in the air. Biggie, remember when I used to let you sleep on the couch and beg a bitch to let you sleep in the house? Now it's all about Versace. You copy my style. Five shots couldn't drop me. I took it and smiled. Now I'm about to set the record straight. With my AK, I'm still the thug that you love to hate. Motherfucker, I hear
from N.E.W. Jers with plenty murders occurs. No point to comment, we bring the drama to all you heard. Now we check the scenario. Little scenes, I bring you fake G's to your knees. Copping please is easy. Little Kim is you coked up or doped up. Get your little Junior off a click smoked up. What the fuck is you stupid? I take money crashing and mashing through Brooklyn with my click looting, shooting and polluting your block with 15 shots. Cock lock, see you not. Outlaw mafia click, moving up another notch in your box top spots. Get mopped and dropped. All your fake ass East Coast props brainstormed and locked.
Juicer, beat writer, a pop style taker. I tell you to your face, you ain't shit but a faker. So for the Alizé with a chaser, about to get murdered for the paper. Edie, I mean a the scene of the caper, like a loke, with low season and a choke, huh, don't smoke, we ain't no motherfucking joke, dog, like niggas better be known, we approaching, in a wide open gun smoking, no need for hoping it's a battle lost, I got him crossed, as soon as the funk is popping off, nigga, I hit him up, now you tell me who won, I see them, they run, they don't wanna see us, whole Junior Mafia clique, dressing up trying to be us. How the fuck they gon' be the mob when we always on our job? We millionaires. Killing ain't fair, but somebody gotta do it. Oh yeah, Mob Deep. You wanna fuck with us? You little young ass motherfuckers. Don't one of you niggas got sickle cell or something? You fuckin' with me, nigga. You fuck around, have a seizure, a heart attack. You better back the fuck up when you get smacked the fuck up. It's how we do it on our side. Any of you niggas from New York that wanna bring it, bring it. But we ain't singing, we bringin' drama. Fuck you and your motherfucking mama. We gon' kill all you motherfuckers. Now when I came out, I told you it was just about Biggie. Then everybody had to open their mouth with a motherfucker opinion. Well, this how we gonna do this. Fuck Mobb Deep. Fuck Biggie. Fuck Bad Boy as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you wanna be down with Bad Boy, then fuck you too. Chino XL, fuck you too. All you motherfuckers, fuck you too. All of y'all motherfuckers, fuck you, die slow, motherfucker. My 4-4 make sure all y'all kids don't grow. You motherfuckers can't be us or see us. We motherfucking thug like riders, west side till we die. Out here in California, nigga, we warn you, we'll bomb on you motherfuckers. We do our job. You think you mob, nigga, we the motherfucking mob. Ain't nothing but killers and real niggas, all you motherfuckers fillers. Our shits go triple and four quadruple. You niggas laugh cause our staff got guns in they motherfuckers belt. You know how it is when we drop records, they felt. You niggas can't feel it, we the realest. Fuck em, we Bad Boy killers.
What's good? Pre-Gate Radio 347-857-4302. Shout out to everybody on the check-in. Shout out to the homie RJ Hoffa, aka Hoffa OTM, holding it down on the Twitter. There's Hoffa in the building. Shout out to everyone who's on the check-in. Yeah, I'm on my West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Tonight, shout out to everyone hitting us up, Pre-Gate underscore radio on Twitter. Shout out to everyone hitting my timeline up at Brooklyn Black. Follow us on Instagram also, Brooklyn underscore Black and Pre-Gate Radio. We never trying to get these followers up, so therefore, you know, when we get your favorite underground artist, say, hey, nigga, artist, you ain't here in a while. You know, when we get them on there, you guys see, you know, and you guys ain't gonna, you know, miss it tonight. You know, shout out to IVs on Twitter. Definitely showing love. We got Hollywood Rick coming through, but I still got some throwbacks in me. Excuse me. Still got some throwbacks in me. Also, day to day, June 14th, Tyree Grant Ross presents their annual Father's Day dinner dance. We talk to Grown and Sexy, Elegant, you know, open ball all night, open buffet, free valet parking, tickets are $75. So definitely just hit me up. Interested in going, want a ticket, you know, and it all goes towards our scholarship fund. You know, we prepare a little pass for kids starting the school year. So, you know, it's going towards a good, you know, good thing. You get to party and eat and drink as much as you want, as much as you can handle. You know, and it's always a good time. You know, if you've been doing it, you already know. But hit us up. We're right back into our throwback mix, Screen Game Radio, Hollywood Rick in a little bit.
Yourself. So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself. Come on and check yourself before you wreck yourself. like you is bad for my health.
So tickety check yourself before you wreck yourself. So tickety check yourself before you wreck yourself. Come on and check yourself before you wreckity wreck yourself. So tickety check yourself before you wreck yourself. So tickety check yourself before you wreck yourself. Come on and check yourself before you wreckity wreck yourself.
Cause a lynch mob is bad for your health. Nine spray, we mix. Old school tip. Sometimes it makes me wonder how I keep going on.
Radio 347-854-3702. Shout out to Tim Keats on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I like got your request. That's coming up real soon. Hollywood Rick about to be up in the building. Hit us up, man. And also, I'm going to fly this question out there. Do when friends with benefits overstep their boundaries? You know what I'm saying? Hashtag know your role. Hit us up. Free Game Radio. Hit us on the Twitter. Hit us on Instagram. Hit us on Facebook. Call up. If you guys are tuned in online, drop a line in the chat box. That chat room is open. If you're tuned in online, just scroll down to the bottom of the page. Give yourself a cool little nickname, whatnot, and definitely get up in there. Also, man, shout out to badbathrooms.com. Ever been up in the restaurant, bar, go use the bathroom, and it just looks completely disgusting? Well, these guys at badbathrooms.com, they want you guys to help them out. Put these places on blast, hopefully get them cleaned up. We don't know how they pass health inspection. They got an app coming out in a couple of days. Once again, that's badbathrooms.com. All right, shout out to Eva Hayes, a smoker. You know, she's been under the weather, but she's definitely rocking with us. Hit us up, and we'll be right back. It's Pre-Game Radio.
We'd like to welcome y'all to the fabulous Carolina West. I own this motherfucker, and my name is Tat Al. Y'all niggas know who I am, y'all niggas tan up shit. But we got something old and something new for y'all tonight. Put your hand together for Snoop Dogg and Dog, the Dog Pound, and the fabulous Dramatics.
It's like everywhere I look and everywhere I go, I'm hearing motherfuckers trying to steal my flow. But it ain't no thing to see my nigga Coolio put me up on the game when I step through the hill.
You know, some of these niggas is so deceptive, using my styles like a contraceptive. I hope you get burnt, seems you haven't learned. It's the knick-knack paddywhack, I still got the biggest sack. So put your gun away, run away, cause I'm back. Why? Hit 'em up, get 'em up, spit 'em up now. Tell me what's going on. It make me wanna holler cause my dollars come in ozones. Known for the break off, so take off your clothes and quit trying to spit at my motherfucking hoes. Speaking of hoes, I get to the point. You think you got the bomb cause I rode you a joint? You's a flea, and I'm the big dog. I scratch you off my balls with my motherfucking paws. Y'all niggas better recognize and see where I'm coming from and still east side till I die. YXY, as the world keeps spinning to the D-O-double-G.
Crazy, it's the world, it's a doggy dog world, it's a doggy dog world,
it's a doggy dog
world. Oh,
well if you give me 10 bitches then I'll fuck all 10, see my homie Snoop Dogg sipping juice and gin, don't slip, I'm for the set trip to get paper, styles vary, packing flavor like lifesavers, ain't that something? Talk shit and I'm dumping. I had your whole fucking block bumping. Don't sweat, but check the technique. I'm unique like China. You never find a bomberama than this nigga behind you. So peekaboo, clear the way. I'm coming through. 1, 2, 3. You can't see me. I'm a G like that. Strap with hit hard tactics. A fucking menace using hoes like tennis rackets. It's on again. It's on and popping. All I think is dreams, so there ain't no stopping. I wanna see some panties dropping. I'm coming from LA. She used to chill with Dre up in Compton.
All I ever could do is use that hoe. Chill out my diggity, get quickie, music explode.
I'm dishing out blues, I'm upsetting like bad news. Cut off khakis, French braids, and house shoes. Corrupt the name, so I'm off for catching slugs. And I smoke weed for the fuck of it. Rough and rugged shit. It's unexplanatory how I gets wicked, but it's mandatory that I kick it. Check it, I'm running hoes in 94. Now must approve it, hoes call me Sugar Ray. But the way I be sticking and moving, prepare for a war with some. I'm headhunting, hit the button to light shit up like Red Jones. Peep the massacre from a verbal assassin. Murdering with rhyme, packing tech 9 for some action. You really don't know, do you? You fucking with a hawk, you can't do me. I'm going out loony like Old Dog.
The dog pound rocks the party
all night long,
till when
the early
it don't stop and it don't quit for us. The dog pound clicks to drop the cabbie dope.
Jiggy these tabs out of the motherfucking cup once smoke. So grab a seat and grab your gin and juice and check up the fluff. I flip flop and serve hoes with the fat dick till I die. I'm still screaming now.
Bitches ain't shit.
Now I'm the Mac Daddy Hattie, not known about the city where I'm from. Dumb Diddy dumb as your groove to the gangster shit. The D-O-double-G, the P-O-U-N-D, the gangster click.
Now what's the pound? Break it down with the gangster funk. I can see and I can tell us what the fuck you want. So I legs up the chronic so I can get high. I promise I smoke chronic till the day that I die.
It's a dog, it's a dog, it's a dog.
Doggy dog world.
Just cool.
It's a doggy dog world.
What you gonna do? You got the key. Yeah.
It's your world.
It's a dog.
It's
a doggy dog. What you gonna be?
It's a doggy dog.
Pre-game radio 347-8574 P0 2. That's my West Coast throwback mix. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's get back up to modern times, present day. We got Hollywood Rick in the building. Hollywood, what's good, player?
Yo, what's going on, yo? What's good? What's good? It's Hollywood, your boy in the building, Brooklyn in the building, stand up, what's good?
Yeah, what's going on, man? For those who don't know, you know what I'm saying, introduce yourself, let them know where you're coming from and what you bring to the table, man.
What's good, well, it's your boy Hollywood Rick. Brooklyn representative, Catholic representative, coming out of Brownsville, Brooklyn. What's up? How's that, man?
All right, Brownsville in the building. Brownsville, stand up. Shout out to MOP. Shout out to the Brownsville Spartans. But so what's that, man? How long you been rhyming?
I've been rhyming for a minute, man. You know what I mean? Ever since, you know, banging on the desk in the lunchroom. But I've been really going hard with it since about 06. And, I mean, I had a little break on MTV, you know, Sucker Free Freestyle, so that I really could do it. And I just started running with it since then.
All right, so, you know, coming up, Brooklyn, who was you listening to, man? Who was your influences that definitely made you want to do
I mean, hip-hop? Funny thing about it, I mean, the stereotypical, you know, Big and Jay, of course, but I was one of them dudes that I listened to everything, you know what I mean? I used to listen to a lot of the West Coast. I just used to listen to a lot of even, like, you know, Outkast and you know, a lot of lyricists. Back in the day, I'm Nas, you know what I'm saying? But I'm definitely a big Jay fan, so I used to be listening to a lot of Jay-Z records. But I still do, even now.
So how you feel about him wearing a skirt?
Who wearing a skirt?
About Jay-Z wearing a skirt, man, you ain't see that?
I mean, you know what it is, dog? It's to each his own these days. You know what I mean? You know, back in the 90s, a lot of shit wouldn't rock, you know what I mean? But right now, you know what I mean, it's to each his own. It's more free time period. Like, it's kind of even crazy for me to be trying to judge each other these days. You just got to do you. You know what I mean? You got to abide by your own morals, do what you want to do, and I mean, let other people rock. I can't even comment on that, man, or a skirt. I didn't even see him in a skirt, you know what I mean? But I know what I stand for, and I mean, I ain't with the skirt rocking, but, you know, to each his own.
All right, so tell me, who you listening to now, man? Like, who do you watch on your MP3 player?
I mean, I listen to a lot of the older cats. Today I was bumping some Young Jeezy, and I mean, I can listen to the more realistic dudes or stuff that I more can relate to. As far as new artists, and I've been bumping Kendrick Lamar for a minute. I'm definitely giving a shout out to Troy Ave. I've been listening to a lot of Troy Ave for the last couple of days and shit. So I don't know if I could curse. Can I curse?
Yeah,
I've been listening to a lot of Troy Ave for the last couple of weeks, and I mean, I'm definitely checking. I'm checking out his movement and how, you know, he represents in Brooklyn. Kendrick, Troy, and then, you know, for the most part, you know, I just dabble around, you know, whatever popping up. I'm not really a fan of any one person right now. You know what I'm saying? I just dabble in whatever's out right now.
So tell us about your most recent project, man.
All right, my last project was called Cash is Key. It came out December 31st, or the top of the year, you know, January 1st. Definitely a dope project. I put a lot of time into it. Speaking of Troy Ave, he's on there. He was on the first single. Robbie Nova, Young Pretty. I got Shotik, the producer, on multi-platinum producer on a couple of the beats. I got Rick Hurts on a couple of the beats. It's definitely a diverse bunch of tracks. You know what I mean? It got every aspect of life on there. You know what I mean? Realistic settings, you know what I mean? Nothing too crazy as far as, you know, a bunch of turn-up tracks or a bunch of this party tracks. You know, you got every element of life on there. And it's definitely a good body of work. If you listen to it, you know what I mean? I haven't got any bad reviews. You know what I mean? It's all been, you know, a good response. So definitely go check it out. It's on dappiff.com. You can get a couple of the singles on iTunes. And we're just working right now, pushing for 2014 and beyond.
All right, well, definitely, let's get into one of your tracks, man. Tell us about I Want It All.
All right. No, that's a new – well, I Want It All is not even on that last project. It's actually something that, you know, we working on for the – going into the new year. It's pretty new. I mean, I've been getting a lot of good reviews on that particular song, too. It's just a realistic bass joint. And I mean, you know, you in this life game, not even just music game, you know, this life game, you really want to get as much as you can. And, you know, basically this track just talks about, you know, all my ambitions and the things that I need to get out of life and get out of music and get period. And, you know, it addresses all of that. Got a dope video out for it right now, too.
Okay. Video off, you can find it on YouTube, Hollywood Rick, One It All, Free Game Radio, 347-857-4302. Hit us on that Twitter, pregame_radio. Shout out to everyone on the check. We got Chicago Live and Direct. I see you guys. Appreciate the love. We'll be right back.
I want it all. Oh, oh.
Yeah,
I want it all.
Yeah,
it's Hollywood chops.
What?
Butch, butch.
Oh yeah.
Swear to God, that Henny's kicking it.
Yeah.
I want it all, man.
Ha.
True story.
Yeah.
Why not? Brooklyn, what up?
Yeah.
Since you can't be good, be careful, that's what my mama said. Since a young nigga, that's been embedded in my head.
Yeah.
While I'm out here getting bread, I cherish every moment. Sticking to the cold, the street silence is golden. Nothing good lasts forever, shit, I know that. So I keep my eye on the prize, nigga, I'm focused. Sick and tired of wrecks and fucking vultures. Backstabbing niggas, leeches and cockroaches. Gotta get my hand on the money, cause that's the motive. Put my life on these beats to feed the culture. Feed my family first like I'm supposed to. Blood in and blood out, Costa Nostra. Move solo, ballin' but on the low though. Beamer 650 coupe, but it's a photo. Taking trips overseas, collecting euros. Don't believe, check IG and peep the photo. How I'm living, shining with no limits. No question if I'm real, cause that's a given. Nigga, I'm winning, fucking exotic women. Black sand beaches, chilling in white linen. Collect my thoughts, learn
correct my faults. Living by my own rules, cause I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
Live broke, die rich, I got a choice. Driven by pure ambition, I want it up.
I want it up.
Money and houses and all the cups. Tired of being broke, I want it up. Nigga, I want it up. Bitches and jury, I pay the cup. Sick of being low, it's time to flow. Nigga, I want it up. Money and houses and all the cups. Tired of being broke, I want it up. Nigga, I want it up. Bitches and jury, I pay the cup. Sick of being low, it's time to flow. Nigga, I want it up.
Pre-game radio 347-857-4302. Hollywood Rick with One at All. I was definitely feeling the beat on that one, man. It's just music on that one. It was a good flow to it. I was definitely feeling it. Your lyrics was definitely on point and going with the whole track and pretty much just explaining what you want. You know, and I was definitely rocking with that, man. That was definitely a good one there.
I appreciate it, man. Now it's just a little teaser for to keep the streets warm a little bit, you know what I mean, so they know that we're still working. You know what I mean, we put out a project earlier this year, and you know, I know fans and I know people have a lot of product out there to meddle through a lot of times. So I just want to let them know that we keep working and we want everything. So we just put that out that they keep the streets warm a little bit.
Now you mentioned earlier, you had a small stint on MTV. Now, how was that? How did that go? How did they pretty much?
That was actually a kind of coincidental and kind of crazy at the same time. It's like, I don't know, around the time when Soulja Boy just came out, and I used to be in the crib just writing a lot and whatever. And my shorty was like, "Yo, how these dudes get to be on TV and do all this, and you writing all these intricate rhymes and saying all this crazy ish?" And you don't get the opportunity to. So I recorded like a little freestyle on my in my crib, and she took it and she submitted it to MTV commercial. I made a little sucker free freestyle out of it. And I ain't know it was for real until one day I went to my job. I had a regular job back there, and someone was like, "Yo, I just seen you on TV," and I'm like, "Yeah, whatever." And I mean, and I actually went in and saw it, and then my phone blew up. People were like, "Yo, I just saw you around on TV, da 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 da." And then the response from it was kind of crazy. Back then MySpace was popping and all that, and people were hitting me up from all over. And I was like, "Yo, this could really work." You know what I mean? Because I just put out one little freestyle, and people were really feeling it. And I just started running with it from then, and it kind of just took off. And then I just started just taking it real serious.
Okay, so The stint on MTV, after that, it blew up and everything like that. So
then it presented more little opportunities. Then I got a gig with to do a soundtrack for a Nike documentary. And then I did a documentary for NikeSoccer.com. Ended up doing the contract, doing the soundtrack for that. And that was like my first music check. And I thought, okay, this had a nice couple of numbers on there, and it just kind of opened up the doors for me to do other things. And then I started putting out mixtapes, and just started doing little shows and showcases and stuff like that. And the name started building up, and I just started running with it. So, I mean, that one little incident or one little situation just opened up the door for me to actually have a music career and actually start seeing bread from putting out music and writing my thoughts down, and I've been taking it serious ever since.
Okay, so you got serious. Now, how did it go from once you did that? Because you said you took a break. What was it that prompted you to just stop forming it? Like, was it?
I mean, the thing about the music industry, I really it wasn't like a voluntary break. It's just more of, the music industry gets fickle sometimes. And sometimes, as an artist or someone that's really a student of hip-hop or someone that's really in love with music and, have music really affect my life. I mean, I don't want to be fabricating rhymes and fabricating things when I talk about in my lyrics. So it's like, I had to just fall back for a little bit to really just get myself right and get my mind right as far as, you know, how I'm going to, you know, strategize and get my music out there and do it the right way. So it was just a bit of a hiatus to get my mind right and get my business right, you know. And after that, you know, I worked on a couple of other mixtapes, and you know, got featured on a couple of other people's mixtapes and stuff like that, and then started working on Cassius Key, and, you know, it came out to be a good tape.
All right, now, how long did it take for you to record and mix master? How long did it take to get the material ready for the Cassius Key project?
For the Cassius Key joint, the project, it took a while. It took a couple of months, only because, you know, I was trying to get, you know, the right feel for it, you know what I mean, and get the right production on it. I know I had Rick Hurst at the time, who's actually with Dark Child right now. He's, you know, he's a dope producer out of Queens, and he was my engineer at the time, and he was, you know, I was in the studio with him, and you know, we were trying out different sounds and then different vibes for every track, and it took a while to put it together, but when it did come together, it had a nice balanced sound on it, and it came out right. So as far as recording in the studio, sometimes one track could be, you know, 10, 15 minutes. You go in and knock it out. Time, you know, it takes a little bit more. But, you know, it actually works out and comes out good in the end.
All right, so you're in the studio, you're laying something down. Like, how's that process? Like, are you going in with your pen and your pad, or you out there, you wrote it already, you have it memorized, commit to memory, so you just go in and spit it? You know,
For the most part, I can know if I'm going to rock with a beat from, like, the first. If I hear a beat within the first 30 seconds and I can come up with, like, four bars, I know I'm going to rock with it. Either I can come up with the first four bars or, you know, a catchy little tune to it or a catchy little hook to it, then I know I'm going to rock with it. If I hear a beat and within the first 30 seconds I don't have no kind of vibe to it, no kind of connection to it, more than likely I'm not going to rock with it. As far as writing, a lot of times, you know, I hear the beat, and whatever the beat says to me, then that's what I write down. I have a weird little quirk, though, sometimes when I'm writing. Like, once I write something, I don't like going back over it and correcting it. I don't know. I've always been like that ever since I was writing on pen and pad. Nowadays, you know, most people type on their phones or whatever, but, like, I don't like going back over stuff that I say. So even if I corrected it in my head, I don't correct it on the paper. And I don't know. That's like a weird little habit with me. So I'm for the most part, I hear the beat, and I mean, I construct the rhymes around, you know, whatever the beat is saying to me, and sometimes it could be 5, 10, 15 minutes. Other times it takes days just to finish the rhyme. So it's like, you know, it all depends on, you know, the mood and, you know, the type of beat and the vibe that I'm in.
All right, so you've done studio. How about performances? Like, has there been a performance you've had where that was just your most craziest experience? Like, you got there, you got so much energy off the crowd, and you
I've had a
where
couple of dope experiences, and one of the better experiences I had was, like, last summer when I did the Honda Day in Jersey, English Town, New Jersey. That's where we was at, and I was rocking out with my homie Young Pretty. And we came on stage, like, in the middle of the day. It had to be, like, 5,000 people there. You know what I mean? And the energy from people just, you know, knowing your music and singing along with you was dope. And it kind of, like, opened my eyes up to a lot of things. Like, yo, you know, people are really liking my vibe and really liking my energy. And, you know, people coming off stage and asking for autographs and, you know what I mean, and really just, you know, want to be in your presence, turn to your music, was, you know, really kind of surreal. Prior to that, I mean, I've done a lot of other shows, but not in that a big of a venue where I had 5,000, a little bit over 5,000 people to myself, you know what I mean, to rock with and have people really, you know, reach out and say, yo, your song was dope, your music is dope. That was a surreal feeling for me. So, and I mean, I look for those moments.
All right. Now, so you have your high point. Now, as far as performances go, which was like the low one? Like, you went there, the energy just wasn't there. You gave it your all. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just wasn't possible.
I mean, I won't say a low point, but I remember going to a show and had, like, you know, you ever seen that movie, Janky Promoters? And this dude,
yeah.
this dude, he, he hyped the show up, man, and he had me and a bunch of other upcoming artists on there, some dope dudes too, and he tried to, you know, come in and promote the thing, and he did a real poor job of doing it. We got to the venue, wasn't a lot of people there. It was probably like 30, 40 people there, and I'm like, damn, you know, where's the crowd at? We were at a big venue too, so we was in the city, and this club called B40s, I forgot. Yeah, B40s or something like that. It's in Tribeca. And you know, it was a lot of feedback and a lot of echoing in the crowd, but we did it anyway. And I mean, whether it's 5,000 people or 5 people in the crowd, you know, I mean, we you know, I'm gonna perform regardless. I just need people to listen to what I'm gonna say. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, you know, I feel like I have something to say. I feel like I have realistic base stuff to say, and if one person could listen and grasp it and become a fan, then I'm going to perform anyway. So it wasn't a low point in the sense of, you know, I didn't have a good performance. It was more of the turnout wasn't what we expected, but, you know, we rocked that anyway.
All right, cool. We're going to get into your next one. This is your one with your homie Young Pretty and Coco Salon. Fall Down. You want to tell us about that one?
Yeah, man. That track was produced by Rick Hurst. As again, he's a dope producer. My homie Young Pretty is definitely a motivated dude. He motivates me. He's always on his grind. Shout out to Young Pretty and the Real Nigga Syndrome. Coco Salon, she's one of the most underrated females out right now. She's definitely a great vocalist, great singer. And, you know, this is definitely a dope track. And it's a real, it's a party track, something for the streets. So check it out, Fall Down, Coco Salon, Young Pretty, and Hollywood Your Boy.
Pre-game radio, 347-857-4302. Shout out to Brownsville, shout out to Queens in the building, definitely on the check-in. Shout out to Spring Valley, New York, and Nyack. I see you guys rocking with us also. Check this out with Hollywood Rick, we'll be right back.
Hold up, wait a minute, you know how we get here. Money on dummy, stupid loan, what I'm feeling. Your paper too small, my back to the ceiling. We get more than enough, but when we throw it up, they watch it fall down. Fall down, they watch it fall down. Fall down, they watch it fall down. Fall down, we get more than enough, but when we throw it up, they watch it fall down.
You all already know, I'm all about the cheddar. I'm getting high notes like a falsetto. Straight go getter, genuine leather. Wrist game so cold, I'ma need a sweater. We throw the paper up and watch it fall down. Now little mama twerk hard and drop it on the ground. I'm not these other guys, me I'm kinda fly. And ain't a nigga on this earth can tell me otherwise. A nigga front on me, I bring him homicide. My niggas ready to eat, they got that appetite. Got bitches on my pogo. Living fast life, no slow-mo. No throw it up and let go.
Hold up, wait a minute, you know how we get here. Money on dummy, stupid loan, what I'm feeling. Your paper too small, my back to the ceiling. We get more than enough, but when we throw it up, they watch it fall down. Fall down, they watch it fall down. Fall down, they watch it fall down. Fall down, we get more than enough, but when we throw it up, they watch it fall down.
It's the syndrome, that money what we bout. Since my younger days, I've been on that money route. They say that money talk, well I got the biggest mouth. Nowadays I'm getting paid just to come around. I remain humble, but I'm like, fuck it now. It ain't a nigga fucking with me right now in my town. I don't hear them talk, because they money short. I don't know where they been, I've been on that ball court. Heading up these 50s and these $100 bills. I gave Wayne on my word, and I'ma keep it real. I send them something through the mail. I wish this money were loyalty instead
hold
of jail.
Hold up, wait a minute, you know how we get here. Money on dummy, stupid loan, what I'm feeling. Your paper too small, my back to the ceiling. We get more than enough.
Yeah, pregame radio 347-857-4302. That was Falling Down by Hollywood Rick, featuring Young, Pretty Coco Sarai. That was definitely some party. It was real, you know, that was some of the bass on that. It's, I don't know really how to describe that beat. It's just, you know, but it was definitely something.
I told you, man, I told you, my dude.
You would hear that in the club.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. It's the type of music we make, and we make it, you know, official joints. We're not half stepping on the production, we're not half stepping on the bars, we're not half stepping on the singing. Everything is industry ready, and I mean, and official.
All right, now, you know, you, as far as your influences and who you rock right now, it's a wide spectrum. So as far as your career goes, who are some of the artists, producers even, that you would really aspire to work with and collaborate with?
Yeah, as far as collaboration, at this point in the hip-hop game, like, you know, it's all about diversity. So I'm willing to, you know, to extend myself out to anybody that's, you know, that's in it for the long haul, anybody that's, you know, that's grinding just like I'm grinding. As far as artists that are already on, I mean, I like Kendrick Lamar, so, you know, a joint with Kendrick would be definitely dope. It would definitely motivate me to come up with some fire. I'm a different kind of artist. I listen to a lot of different, you know, music, so I'm a big Sade fan. If I could do a song with Sade, that would be, like, an ultimate dream for me. As far as anybody else, you know what I mean, producer-wise, I like Dr. Dre. I like Pharrell. And I mean, but I keep it in house, you know, and mess with Shanti, the producer, or my crew in Canada, Golden Tone and Blazer Kid. I'm not a bandwagon dude, so just because the producer is hot right now, don't mean I necessarily want to mess with him. But you know, I mean, as far as legends, you know, I mean, Pete Rock, who else? Just Blaze. You know, Timbaland, those types of dudes definitely would be a good look also. You know what I mean? So, I'm more looking just to collaborate with anybody that's on the grind who's making good music, and I mean, I'm willing to go in for the long haul.
Now, let me know how the whole hookup between you and Beach on Film, how'd that generate? Did they come get you after checking you out on the web, or did you hear about them and go link up with them? Like, how did that come about?
The thing with Beats on Film, it's kind of, we had a mutual friend, me and Shatik, and the friend introduced me to Shatik, and I was going to his studio just recording and stuff like that. And after a while, the person that introduced us kind of like faded out of the picture, and me and him just had an organic relationship from the jump. Now, I mean, he's someone that I really admire. He's really ambitious, just like how I am ambitious. And I think we just connect because we both had a driven individuals. And I mean, he's always giving me insight on, you know, music and, you know, how I should go about things and strategizing and stuff like that. And we just have an organic relationship. It wasn't even so much a just, you know, it's good on a music tip, but also outside of music, we're really cool. And I mean, so it was just like that, just naturally evolved. It wasn't even on some, like, you know, I mean, he heard me and I heard about him. It was just like, okay, we met and we just ended up being cool. And then, you know, we just started helping each other out like that. So. It's just an organic relationship. Beats and Film is like my home team, you know what I'm saying?
All right, definitely. I definitely feel you on that. It's pregame radio 347-857-4302. Hollywood Rick in the building. And matter of fact, how did you come up with the name Hollywood Rick, man?
Somebody gave me that name. I the Hollywood thing, ever since I was younger, I've always been someone that's been in the spotlight. I always got opportunities, and I mean, I'm blessed to always be able to meet cool people and get opportunities. And when I had my old job, before I really started running with the music, I had an opportunity to do something. I do a commercial, and I had, like, a camera crew following me around everywhere. And somebody said, yo, who is this Hollywood dude? And it just stuck. You know what I mean? And everybody just started calling me Hollywood, and my name is Rick. You know what I mean? So we just put the two of it together, and it just worked out that way. And ever since then, I've been Hollywood Rick. So, you know what I mean, it's pretty simple. It's nothing too intricate. You know what I mean? Somebody just called me that name, and everybody just started calling me Hollywood, and I've just been running with it ever since.
I dig it. 347-857-4302. We got to pay the bills. We'll definitely be right back with Hollywood Red, you know, got another track, and of course, the Custom Man Pre-Game Radio Freestyle, so we'll definitely be right back as Pre-Game Radio.
Looking ass bitches. Look at your pathetic ass bitches for the child support. Keep getting pregnant ass bitches. Bitches. Looking ass bitches. Bitches. These looking ass bitches. Man, I ain't even looking at bitches. Rocking the fake mink sink pussy ass bitches. Bitches. Looking ass bitches. Bitches, these looking ass bitches. I hate y'all bummy ass bitches. No job, never got no money ass bitches. Fake model ass bitches. The fuck in the club bathroom to get a bottle ass bitch. Thirsty to lick dick then swallow ass bitches. Liking all my pictures to get a follow ass bitches. Trying to get their groove on bitches. Going out with their girlfriend shoes on bitches. SSI check bitches. Rear bottoms on, living in the projects bitches. Poor ass bitches. To get an outfit they go and steal it from the store ass bitch. They whore ass bitches. Coming out they panties to get a mani and pedicure ass bitches. Down to they last ass bitches. Lines say they pregnant to get abortion cash ass bitches. Credit card scam ass bitches. Putting twerk videos on Instagram ass bitches. Can't keep a man ass bitches. But always fucking with another bitch man ass bitches. Bus shop bitches. Trying like they touch WAP bitches. But standing at the bus stop bitches. Take off their clothes, make they butt pop bitch. Popping coochie in the crown bitch. Do it for the vine. Do it for the vine.
Nah, I ain't gonna do it.
Do it for the vine.
Nah, I ain't gonna do it.
Fine. Yo, you goofy little bitch. Stop wearing all that fake Gucci, little bitch. Yo, I know you wish you could screw me, little bitch, but you couldn't pay me to hit that Gucci, little bitch. Yo, that weave on your head whack, and you should stop fucking niggas in the crib where your kids at. Y'all some trifling bitches. Yeah, but I'm here to enlighten you bitches. So I hope you get the message. Mail room. You a mess, so I hope you check in your mail soon. It's 8 of y'all up in one hotel room. How you got dumb bread for y'all one bed? Stop. You not Kanye fiance. You not Nicki, Rihanna, Beyonce. You would never be none of them. You under them. They wouldn't even speak if you were standing right in front of them. Yo, I was in the studio cooking crack. My bro said, yo, listen to this Nicki rap. So I listened to the Nicki track. It said, damn, pull that shit that you just played from Nicki back. Cause that looking ass nigga track. Facts, ain't hard to find where them looking ass niggas at. But there's some looking ass bitches too.
True.
A whole lot of chicks do the same shit them niggas do. So I had to get the streets this. I know the goons gon' tweet this soon as I release this. Yo, you need to get your teeth fixed. Freak, bitch. You ain't gotta sleep with every nigga you meet, bitch. Yeah, fuck y'all trick bitches. Sharing, wearing the same lipstick, bitches. Photoshop twit pick bitches. Oh, I know you ain't worth cake cause your purse fee.
Wait,
that jewelry is not real. You got bills you can't pay, praying your baby pop will. You need a bath and a hot meal. And some mouthwash cause your breath smelling like cock still. I had to come at them cause I got 99 problems. And the looking ass bitch, one of them. I'm done with them.
NDORadio.com.
Westside, Bank Heat.
Mixtape Monopoly, huh?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe
this
game.
This is NDO Radio, certified bank.
He said, how about fuck me? Now fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. He said, how about fuck me? Now fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch, that's how I fuck me.
Hold on.
Now fuck that bitch. Three. What you wanna do here? Bitch, I'ma float like Rubel. Still working on getting cool clear. You ain't got none of my shoe gear. Red on the bottom right there, red. Shout out to your mother, her hair red. Bitch, you ugly and bitch, you ugly. Both y'all hoes look scary. I don't wanna get married. Chick, you a bird. Perry. I ain't so good, these hoes like, boy, you get fat, eat salad.
Nah.
On round and round, no guinea, no blanket. Got your main bitch on my dick, shit, she ain't nothing.
You lame.
Her hips fast, seen walk past her like she is. She seen my Audemars, try to touch that. I said, bitch. I bang hoes, riding in drop top
rain
roads. I train hoes, I'm a pimp, Trinidad Jane Cole. Westside, Bank Heat. It where I'm from.
Where you from, nigga?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done.
Been done, nigga.
My shoe game.
What?
You can't touch this shit. Bitch said holla by fuck me.
Holla.
Nah, fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said holla by fuck me.
Holla.
Nah, fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said holla by fuck me.
Holla.
Nah, fuck that bitch. Three. FDB man, fly like L train. Me and E Lewis got Chuck boys on, he ain't got that pal man.
No.
With my LDB clip,
fuck that bitch.
33D shit. You can tell that bitch man, fuck that hoe. Ain't studying that cheat trick. hit four bird dead. This where's your skirt at? All I like is blowing it, cause you don't even like perk pack. Y'all niggas so wet. And bitch, you so green. I pull up on the scene in the green saline. Yeah, nigga, I'm too clean. Westside was up first. Y'all nigga, my supper. Fuck that bitch before I do that shit. I might need me a rubber. Belly on rotund. One whip, four gun. If you see the baby mama, holla, fuck that bitch. That hoe ain't no one. Westside, Bankhead. They want from.
Where you from, nigga?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game, you can't touch this shit. Bitch said, how about fuck me? Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Bitch said, how about fuck me? Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Bitch said, how about fuck me? Nah, fuck that bitch.
Game Radio 347-857-4302. That was, of course, Young Joe FDB. Played before that was Agnes Mo with Coke Bottle with T.I. and Timberland. We got Hollywood Rick in the building, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With his new projects and anything like that. Shout out to Shatita, producer. Beats on film, definitely holding it down. Now, at the end of the day, the end of your career, man, when they're talking about some of the greatest unsigned, you know, talent, and your name is brought up, what's the one thing you want synonymous with the name Hollywood Rick?
Balance. I mean, I want balance in reality, you know what I'm saying, and honesty and whatever I'm saying. And I mean, if you check out any of the artists that you admire in this hip-hop game over the years, any of the greats, the Tupacs, the Bigs, the Jay-Z's, the Nas, they always had balance. I mean, you just didn't concentrate on just one topic or one particular thing. Because music is basically talking about your emotions and your life. You know what I mean? And talk about life in general. And I find like a lot of music these days is just, you know, concentrated on the one particular part of life, just the party part or just, you know what I mean, the turn up part of the game. And, you know, people be forgetting about the other realistic parts of the game. And I want, when people listen to my music, they hear the times when, you know, I'm with a bad shorty, but they hear the times when I'm having a bad day, or they hear the times when I'm with my son, or they hear the times when, you know, I was relating to going through it, or, and I mean, I came up and could relate to that, because I know that's what music does for me. I mean, it changes my mood and, you know, sets the tone for me to carry on to the day. So when people listen to my music, I want that to be synonymous with me as well. Like, yo, this dude put out some real music, some music that I could really relate to. And I mean, and he touched on every aspect of my life.
All right, so let's get into this last one, your Cassius Key intro.
Yeah.
Now, most intros, you know, it's probably a couple bars or a freestyle or something. This one pretty much, it seems like it's a full-fledged track. What was the key to that? What was making that so
different? It's kind of like it summed up the whole tape. You know what I mean? It talks about, you know, my balance. You know what I mean? For me, being affiliated with people that are in the street and, you know what I mean, and being educated, you know, college-wise and, you know, knowing what, you know, the street is, but knowing what a family is and taking care of my family, you know, doing what I got to do to make things happen. You know what I mean? Coming up in New York City. That kind of thing, you know what I mean? It touches on every little aspect of my real life, you know what I mean? You'll hear it when it drops, you know what I mean? It's straight bars.
All right, so let's get into a Cassius Key intro, Hollywood Rick, pregame radio, 347-857-4302.
Yeah! It's Tally Butch Buck!
Yeah!
Cassius Key, nigga! Yeah! Don't be fooled by the name, New York's in my veins, and I roll with real niggas that move cocaine.
simple and plain. Want the bread, not the fame. Say my name the wrong way, I put a hole in your face. On the road to be great, success, that's my fate. And I'm about to do it bad, cause a nigga had faith. No slowing up the pace, shit I'm showing up to play. Coming home for the bread, so don't cover up the plate. Cash be the key that will open up doors. If you short with my funds, then I'm kicking in yours. Sick of pitching eight balls and pounds of the green. My bitch is hitting that pole. They swipe and scheme, but still I ride for me. Fuck who ride for you. Man, I hone myself down, that's what riders do. Let's stay strapped for the gap, hashtag the fact. On the right track and I'm holding me back. Never back down, I'm on the attack. Pull this thing, got my eye on the sack. Shit, I gotta get it in the worst way. Yeah, I want that cake like it's my birthday. Every day of the week, getting a different freak.
Oh, yeah.
Want the coupe and the sheets, the house by the beach. Huh, it will all come soon. Life's just a chess game, I guess it's just my move. Put my hand on the Bible and I tell you the truth. When I'ma stand up, nigga, right down to the root. Cause I'm the real deal. Yeah, I'm a real dude. Very white with the flow, cause I'm real smooth. Only God understands what I've been through. The hell and back, motherfuckers, where I've been to. Too many shots fly, so many broke nights. I feel nothing but pain when my son cries. Still I'm a nice guy with a nice smile. Before this cake, the star will get buck wild. What I need in my life is first class flight. Bank accounts full of cash, champagne nights. Tripping overseas just to see what life's like. Your bitch looking at me cause she is my type. So don't get in the way, don't be a casualty. One in your head is just a small thing to me. Life got a price and I'll pay the fee. I'm telling you to let you know that cash is key.
Money make the world go round.
Definitely does.
Cash is key, nigga. You want cars, you want cribs,
you want all that.
How you gonna get it?
Let me know.
Cash.
Key.
Yeah. AJ, I got you. Shotik, I got you. E-Class, Showgunner. Blaze Cash. Reno Swayze. Cosby Amos got high. La Da, nigga. Cash is cash.
Yeah.
Pre-game radio, the Hollywood Rip, that's just key, the intro. That was definitely a nice intro there. So let the people know, man, when they're going to get the Cassius Key mixtape, what's next for Hollywood Rip?
Yeah, for right now, we're working on the next project. And I mean, we're definitely going to be putting out, you know, music and putting out visuals and putting out content for the next couple of months until the next project is done. We're in the process of doing that right now. I'm in the studio recording that right now. But, you know, you could definitely get the Cassius Key mixtape on thatpiff.com. And as I said, some of the singles are available on iTunes. You could definitely follow me on Instagram at HollywoodYaBoy. That's Hollywood, YABOY. Or on Twitter at HollywoodRick. Just hit me up. And I mean, there, I definitely, you know, stay in contact with the fans. I'll be back and forth between here and Canada because a lot of, you know, part of my team, the Cash Click, is in Canada. So I'm over there, you know, spreading the word there too and, you know, and getting the fan base up over there. I get a lot of love over there in Canada. And I'm working alongside Beats and Film, you know, to put out, you know, another classic project, you know, for the streets and definitely build the buzz up and get the fan base, you know, on a broader level and keep it working.
All right, you got any shout-outs you want to give, man?
Yeah, I definitely want to shout-out AJ, you know, famous already. He works hard for me, you know what I mean? That's my manager. You know, she definitely puts in work for me, and I she definitely reinforces me on a daily basis. You know, let me know that we definitely going to get there one day. Shout-out to the producer, Beats on Film. That's definitely a home field right there. Shout-out Cash Click, Click Blazer, Karina, Swayze, Showgunner, E-Class, Ricky L. You know what I mean? The whole Brooklyn, the whole T-Dot. You know what I mean? My peeps in the West Coast. My peeps down south in Florida. And the whole, you know what I mean, the whole hip-hop game, shout-out Pregame Radio for having me up here, man. It's definitely a blessing. I appreciate every outlet and every, you know, every avenue that I can get. You know, keep bumping that music and, you know, go out there and support the videos and support the content, and, you know, I'll definitely continue to put out good music for y'all.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, the tradition here at Free Game Radio is that when artists come through, that, you know, they leave a slow song off the top, you know, 30 to 45 seconds, or however long you feel like going. You know, if you feel it in you, then just keep going, keep going. I'll stop you when you win enough. Like I said, acapella, off the top of the head, we got a couple of rules, though. You know, you got to mention Pre-Game Radio, Brooklyn Black, OTM Hoffa, who's manning our social media department, you know, and he's over there locking to your tracks. So, you know, mention myself, mention him, current events, things of that nature, just so we know you go off the top of your head, you're not reading them off your phone or a pad or nothing like that. You dig?
I know that.
All right, so whatever you want
to
just go ahead.
Yo, you need to hear me, though. I'm rocking out with Pre-Game Radio. It's Hollywood, your boy, and I'm the Rare Dale. Listen up and you can tell how it feel. I rock my own style, got my own swag, spend my own money, I pop my own tag. You see me, I ain't got the rag. You dudes ain't me, and that's why they mad. It's good being Hollywood, man, it's outstanding. Niggas in the cut like club, like, girl, I got a habit. Put money in the mix, and now I'm a problem. Rip what they call him, Mr. So Charming. These niggas hug rocks with me, I'm world touring. Style in the game, your lanes are so boring. Nicknames falling, cause your boy balling. Keep this recording, the hate is appalling. Niggas get mad cause I had it for stardom. Would pay attention, but hey, why bother? Put niggas on timeout just like your father. I'm a starter, they riding the bench. Already know we the shit, this is my existence. If a nigga act up, he can line the trench. Cause I stay with the tool, and I ain't talking to rich. I'm already convinced that I'm top of the line. These niggas getting outshined, and I ain't even trying. They way behind, and I can't be caught, cause I play life game like some kind of sport. Forever love New York until my days are done. And I ain't talking that bitch from VH1. I'm a loaded gun, and I just might do it. I got a full clip, and I just might spew it. When niggas bubble up like soda do, I just stand like a mountain and do the do. Yeah, it's beautiful. I watch my green stack. Pre-game put their money in this shit, now we won that green back, nigga.
Yes,
there you go,
yes,
man.
Yes.
It's Hollywood, your boy.
Yes, right. Good looking out, good looking out. Once again, thank you for coming. Of course, keep us up getting your progress. We'll definitely keep rocking your doors. So as long as you're sending them, we're going to be spinning them. You know what I'm saying? You welcome back anytime. You know what I mean? And I wish you nothing but the best of success. Keep doing what you're doing.
Please
shout out
it,
to everybody out in Canada, man. You know, once they only fix it coming through.
I know that.
You know what I'm saying? And you definitely did the damn thing. You know, and also everything you have in about half an hour, you can blast that and everything played tonight. You can replay as much as you want, all right?
Appreciate it, bro. Definitely appreciate the love. Appreciate for having me up here, and much love to Pre-Game Radio.
I know, doubt. Thanks for having you, bro. I appreciate it.
All right, one.
One. Shout out to Hollywood Rick, Beats on Film, Shatik, AJ, everyone that's rocking behind Hollywood Rick. That's great talent right there. And second big thing from, you know, hometown Brooklyn in the building. 347-857-4302. We're going to get into some more trash. This is, you know, if you don't know, I'm with Johnny Swag, a.k.a. Fuego Bravo. Shout out to Ricky Beeman, first name Frito. Shout out to everyone over in Harlem. This one's for y'all. We'll be right back.
It's how we doing it.
It's that new Usher.
25th. Y'all niggas catch up. Yeah, man. Bangladesh. U.S. S-Doc. We don't stop. Yeah.
Killing me inside, cause I want her back.
wanna take this boat standing out in DR. A week later eating mangoes out in PR. I call her Marriott, yeah, she a five star. She seems so close, but she's so far. How about some breakfast? If not, we can do lunch. Forget lunch, baby girl, you can be brunch. You look better than some OJ and Rosé. Eggs over easy, damn, I need her body.
No remorse.
She killing me, wait, it's just a problem that I can't put down. Every
Usher.
Night.
Fuego.
Yeah.
I get it in. I get it in.
She don't know what she do to me. Girl, this ain't new to me. The way you move them buns make me wanna beat it brutally. See me in that BM, don't like per diem. Keep it on the hush, just tweet me in a DM. Drug free, I don't fuck with the ex. And I'm trauma free, I don't fuck with my ex. Twit pick, damn, you look tough in that dress. And if you play your cards right, I might fuck with you next.
Yeah.
back in the back. VIP with a bad yellow bitch, turned up all the way to the max. Bands in my hands, trying to make a bitch bad. Sipping Henny at the bottle, so a nigga fucked up. Packs on track when a nigga grab that. Send the money back, then you know a nigga gon' stun. All in the club, yeah, my niggas getting bucked. D's up, roll up, low loud by the cloud, P's up. Hold down, we the talk of the town, freeze up. Don't talk, get stung to the ground. Bitch, I'm a G from the city of the Fiend. Arizona, where I'm at, young niggas getting green. Fuck niggas gon' hate, real niggas gon' sing. Bad bitches gon' choose, get flipped by the team. Got money in my mind, so I'm seeking flip. I'ma shit on motherfuckers every chance I get. And it's nothing to a nigga, cause we been this shit. Gonna bring the toilet paper, cause we in this bitch.
Don't you niggas bring the toilet paper, man.
I hit it first.
on her ass, going south. But now, baby, chose to go west. We deep in the building, she know that I kill him. I know that I hit it the best. Can't just live with the wine, money still on my mind. And I gave her that really bomb sex. No matter where she goes or who she knows, she still belongs in my bed. Going hard in the streets, mobbing with my homies. Sipping on good, blowing on OG. New clothes, sitting clean with the matching rollie. I did that first so everybody know
she
me.
She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop a shoulder, and I don't even put in work. Juice, only mix it with the Hennessy. Give her no dough to come, but I gave her 10 to leave. I bet I hit it first when I shoot to that girl virginity. First come, first service, I was playing no. But I don't wanna be a player no more. That's a lie, I'm way too fly. I let anything with ass to walk by. Yeah, you love her, yeah, you hug her and you kiss her. She don't me, yeah, she gave me face, plus some whiskers. She is into marriage, I be knocking sisters. And I still hear why you lonely and you miss.
When I walk in the function, you already know I'm leaving with something. Girls know when I'm coming, I get your girl real proper loving. I be my move on the rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a shoulder, and I don't even put in words. Come back to me, girl, I know just why you choose me. And if you would've come back to me, girl, I'll get you a jacuzzi. And if you would've come back to me, girl, we'll make another movie.
She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a shoulder, and I don't even put in words.
You know I hit it, I hit it, I hit it, I hit it.
Yo, D Dave on the remix. It's Roxy Blue.
Get 'em.
Yo.
I don't care about these boys.
Never.
Fuck with brought you bitches.
Yeah.
My money's over bullshit. If it's not, then I am glitching. I am married to this hustle. I done won every game. When I say I'm by my money, I can show you play by play. I get head by the rolling. Benji stay on my tail. I slip him like a mattress. He keeps coming. Can't you tell? He's a stand-up guy. That's why he comes before my friends. He writes me fairy tales. That's why I'm happy in the end. Can't nobody come between us. I told you I'm about my money. Taking trips in the winter. Just to go somewhere that's sunny. My money's over boys, bitches, and bullshit too. And please don't be surprised because my money's over you.
M.O.B. My money's over boys. My money's over bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. M.O.B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over M.O.B. My money's over boys. My money's over bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M.O.B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over
M-O-B. No, it's M-O-E. That is money over everything. That's what I scream.
Okay.
I'ma get money fly, nigga. Stay getting high, nigga. Try to play with my money, then you must wanna die, nigga.
Boom.
I'm a thoroughbred. I'm always down to ride, nigga. I'm focused now. You can't see it in my eyes, nigga. If music don't work, then I'ma go flip some pies, nigga. Sit and watch you work for no money like oversized.
trippin'.
Money.
Hey yo, Rocks, we got these niggas back.
Chill.
We living comfortable while they living from check to check.
Okay.
I'm just being honest, I don't mean no disrespect.
Nah.
But we winning, y'all keep losing like the fucking Nets. I know you see that we the fucking best.
Uh-huh.
Think not, get in line, homie, place your bet.
Uh-huh.
I'm from the gutter, but yet I still live the good life.
Good life.
Take a look at me, this is what money look like.
M.O.B. My money's over boys. My money's over bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M.O.B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over ba-ba-ba-ba. M.O.B. My money's over boys. My money's over bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M.O.B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Joint out, yeah. Mr. Take it down through her. And mama kept saying I'm the man of this new year. And Murphy Lee playing
the flow and I got ass. And I'ma have to go. You ain't even got a ass. Everybody swing side to side, side to side, side to side.
Gon' take it down to her.
Side to side.
Hey, yo, it's your boy, Sag Black. You now listening to the pregame radio show with my brother, Brooklyn Black. Hello, Alex.
Remember back in the day?
Yeah. R.I.P. Big.
I remember when I loved honey. Now lately you've been acting funny. Please, baby, let's renew the flames. It's like back in the day, we can grow from pain.
Yeah, a lot of things have changed.
It's like back in the day, we can grow.
Remember back in the days when niggas had waves, gazelle shades, the corn braids, pitching pennies, honeys had the high top jelly, shooting skelly, motherfuckers was all friendly, lounging at the barbecues, drinking brews, with the neighborhood crews, hanging on the avenues, turn your pages to 1993, niggas is getting smoked, G, believe me. Talk slick, you get your neck slick quick. Cause real street niggas ain't having that shit. Toting tech for rep, smoking blunts in the project hallways. Shooting dice all day, waiting for niggas to step up on some fighting shit. We get hype and shit and start lighting shit. So step away with your fist fight ways. Motherfucker, this ain't back in the day, but you don't hear me though.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, okay.
I remember when I loved honey.
Okay.
Now lately you've been acting funny.
Yeah.
Please, baby, let's renew the flames. It's like back in the days we can grow.
I'm not a kid anymore. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
It's like back in the days we can grow.
Check it, the names change, the roles remain. These youngins think Ross is big, the new Pac is Wayne. Screaming, you only live once, nigga. Taylor gang while freezing the trigger of the wand on they video game. Thugs is a dying breed, it's all about getting high off weed. And my supplier keep Drake on repeat. A little too emotional for me, but he always seemed to hide like a 0-2 for me. I think I get it. Nah, I ain't on no pulpit, we seen with beef. Wanna party and bullshit, I ain't mad at him. I see the changes, black president, it's evident, life moving phases.
Yeah.
It only makes sense that our kids can't relate to this.
Okay.
That was the point, roll the joint, get baked to this. 2012 Raheem, walking with my stereo. But y'all don't hear me though.
I remember when boys went from yucky to ooh, give me more sweet kisses. When punchies didn't start a fight, it just meant you saw a bunny. When finger waves and Nefertiti earrings meant you were fly. Fast forward to the late 90s when respect was given freely. Without thinking, now it's just a theory. When men's pants was above their ass, now they show their asses as if they give it freely. When men took care of their kids and cribs, and now instead they're doing bids. I remember when smiles were more than just a mask, but y'all don't hear me though.
Let's get started.
You may learn something.
Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. It's true. Cause I fuck the world. So yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Niggas wanna know when they do. I say, yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. It's true. Cause I fuck the world. So yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Niggas wanna know when they do. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. You wanna know the truth?
What?
Niggas wanna know what I do.
Well,
well, for 36 weeks, I fuck the world. So anytime now they do. I say, yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. It's true. But when I go in labor, give birth in the club, only my niggas stand in the room. I had singles, singles, that's fine with me. Cause I grind hard, turn them to a mom to be. Boy, I shine hard and go in a little harder. So when we pop bottles, it's just a baby shower. I'm the boy to these broads. Got them hanging on a life like a miracle card. Your boyfriend looking, your boyfriend watching. Don't get a whole C-section cut. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. It's true. Cause I fuck the world. So yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Niggas wanna know when they do. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Just love. Because I fuck the world. So yeah, my pocket's pregnant. All a nigga do is push. Ice creams and spaghetti in the bowl. And eat pregnant. My pants got swollen feet. I can't move. Niggas gon' see me sit in my pockets. Well, did you see it kick? I say, yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Me leaving. Cause when I get the grinding, yeah, I get the wanting. Never say so much from and leave. I'm like Siri.
What?
Never speak first like name tag.
What?
Never leave work. I'm first aid.
What?
Whenever we hurt and I use my head.
What?
Never breach birth. No water breaks. What you heard is wrong. The word money. Yeah, and my word is born. I gotta name it. How else would I claim it? Maybe Abe Lincoln. Maybe Ben Franklin. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. It's true. Fuck the world, so yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Niggas wanna know when they do. I say, yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant, it's true. Cause in 36 weeks when I fuck the world, niggas wanna know when they do. I say, yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant. Yeah, my pocket's pregnant, it's true.
Hey.
motion picture going easy. Ain't no doubt I'm down for them. Always been around for them. Keep them on them, can't have them. Now they talking down on them. Always make me smile. He go that extra mile. He keep me on the speed dial. I might just settle down. When daddy say he coming home, I know he won't be long. I appreciate this bond that we carry through the phone. And I don't blow him up, cause I know his every move. If he not with what his dude, he with me in the new. All he do is spoil me. Chanel, Louis Prada, brand new makeup kit, Gucci and Gabbana. So keep me on the speed dial. If you wanna get up with me, need that good love me, you know how to get in touch with me.
My baby, keep me on the speed dial.
Better take from that thing. We about to get up out of here. Thanks for rocking with us. We're going to be back in the building next Friday. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I think I should go to the call line, pick up this last phone. They've been rocking for a minute. The last four digits, 2135. 2135, your last four digits. What's good? You're live on pregame radio. Who this? Where you calling from?
Yo.
What's good?
Chilling. What's that, shit?
Who this, man?
What's that?
Oh, what's up?
Calling from Brooklyn. It's Sagittarius Black, bro.
Oh, Black, what's up, sir?
I'm chilling, kid. I'm chilling, man.
All right. You know, we just here wrapping up, having a good show, and, you know, just doing a damn thing. About to get a body in my figure. I'll let you all say what's up.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Good to see you still doing it, you know, here for another year. And I'm looking forward. I came in late on the show, but I definitely will be here next week, you know. Jay Sy is here as well. We support him, man.
What's going on, Jay Sy, man? But, yeah, we had a great show. Shout out to Hollywood Rick, man. He did the damn thing. Really came through, held it down. And you know, I had to get into your things unchanged, man. That's just my joint right there. And I'm waiting for the new shit, man.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
All right, man. Yo, thanks for calling through, man. We got to get up out of here, though. You dig?
Easy, bro.
All right, man. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks.
Pre-game radio, shout out to the Brooklyn Collective, man. We about to get up out of here, and as always, fellas, don't be a fool rap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. Arrive alive. Don't drink and drop. We watch around the next go-around, you know what I'm saying? Also, check out the great S&M show going down Wednesday nights from 11 to midnight right here on Pre-game radio, starring Lady Steele and Miss Ava. You know what I'm saying? They really get into some crazy deep topics and shit, so definitely want to check that out. Like I said, that's the S&M show, Wednesday nights, 11 p.m. to midnight, right here, pregame radio, 347-857-4302. You guys have a good night. You guys be safe. All right, enjoy your Sunday, your springtime, yo. Come on, let's cut the bullshit out. Let's enjoy the hot weather, enjoy the girls, walk around and cut up shorts in, you know what I'm saying? The good shit about the nice weather. Let's enjoy that. Let's not just make it out soon and get to make even beef with since winter time. But it was too cold. You're going to go out and do nothing. Like, yo, just enjoy this winter. Just enjoy this spring, this summertime. Hit a barbecue or something, man. Let's just relax and have fun this year, you dig? But we out of here. Keep it cool. And I'm out.
Initiating shutdown sequence.